Now joined by the head coach of the Princeton boys basketball team, Damon Collins. The Tigers are going to be home opener coming up on Friday night on KTTN 92.3. And this is going to be a big ball game. I was talking with Dennis Stevenson on Thursday morning. He's going to have the call on Friday night. Both teams have started 1-0, so this is one of the early pivot games to see who takes a little bit of early control here in the GRC. It'll be Gallatin at Princeton Friday night at 7:30. The girls' game precedes it at 6. Then it's a Holiday Hoops contest on Monday night at 8:30 for the Tigers. We'll have that one against the Penny High of Hamilton Hornets on 92.3 KTTN as well. Coach Collins, you got a victory at start conference play at Trenton the other night. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's always good to start off the conference play with the win.
You had started gangbusters, you know, 4-0. You're flying high. You're going to Mercer. And then you hit some turbulence in 24 hours. You hit Mercer, and then you hit a game against Fayette at Holiday Hoops, and the ball wouldn't go in the hoop for the boys.
Yeah, and that Saturday with a quick turnaround was kind of a struggle for us. You know, part of that we probably would have felt a little bit better on Saturday if we would have came away with the win on Friday, but that wasn't the case either.
I was talking to you about the game, you know, kind of both games, where I said, you know, against Fayette, you kind of look heavy-legged a little bit. And, I had somebody else say it kind of just reminded him of the way you played against Mercer, where is there anything you can put your finger on? Where it's one thing if shots are going in, the boys are feeling great, but if the ball's not going in, are there ideas that you have to keep the energy level up?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to get excited and the ball's not going through the hole, but, you know, I thought defensively on Friday night against Mercer, we played well enough to win, but we just offensively, we were kind of stagnant and, you know, didn't have a lot of movement and didn't get a lot going against their matchup zone.
I thought the other night against Trenton that the first 2-3 minutes, it kind of felt like both teams were kind of feeling each other out. You were trying to get the ball to go in the rim a little bit more. Then you got that run, I want to say about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and really ran away from Trenton there going into the second quarter where things shifted back to the Bulldogs. But it looked like offensively that late first quarter at Trenton kind of got the boys back on the beam a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, with that energy and excitement thing, there was a lot of that going on, you know, over at the bench at that time as well. Like you said, that ball going through the hoop seems to change a lot of things. We definitely, that stretch was, how we'd like to play. But then, like you said, then we allowed Trenton to go back on a run, get back in the game there in the second quarter.
Yeah, there's always two sides of the story. Yesterday we had the Trenton side with Coach Coe, and, you know, for Trenton, way too many turnovers in the first half. If you're looking at it for Princeton, you're forcing turnovers and you're reading passes and you're stepping into passing lanes. You did a lot of good things turning over Trenton in the first quarter on Tuesday night.
Definitely helps us out if we're able to force turnovers and get out and run and, get some easy baskets and transition.
When you do look at the game, we'll get back to the Trenton game here in a little bit. But, as I mentioned at the front of the interview, Gallatin's going to be a huge game. If there can be a huge game in December in conference play, this one is it. What's your thoughts on the Bulldogs and what you've seen, Coach? What are going to be the key things for the Tigers on your home floor Friday night?
It's definitely a big game early on here in the conference season. Gallatin's a very athletic team, very explosive. They can score in bunches as well. And, they've kind of had our number the last couple of years. So hopefully we'll be ready to go Friday night. And, one key is going to be, I think, taking care of the ball. They're a team that's going to, get out, try to press, probably try to force some turnovers, get some easy baskets themselves. And if we can take care of the ball and, score some easy basket ourselves out of that press, it should help us out a lot.
I think he only ended up with 11, maybe 13, but he had a run of about 4 or 5 buckets where, he was very effective inside in the first quarter, Coach. The start that you got from Colton Estes offensively against Trenton was very good.
He's had some, big games, big moments for us this year, and, that's, something we're kind of keying on. We kind of need that inside scoring presence, makes us a lot tougher. We can throw the ball inside and have somebody that we can rely on, getting us a basket.
Well, from the Trenton perspective, back-to-back games where, it's odd because, Trenton struggled in the first quarter and then really surged in the second quarter. It happened that way against Chillicothe. It happened that way against your team on Tuesday night, Coach. From your perspective, because there's, as I said, there's always two sides to a story. In the second quarter, did you kind of feel like that the guys kind of glided a little bit and took their foot off the accelerator?
Yeah, I felt like offensively we kind of got back to standing around, you know, hiding behind guys in the zone, you know, thinking we're open on the weak side instead of, you know, flashing to them and making ourselves available. But I think once we got back to that there, the start of the second half and continued that for the game, you know, we look a lot better when we have some movement on the offensive end.
Was that the big discussion that you had at the half, Coach, just not becoming stagnant with your movements, especially when you don't have the ball?
Yeah, that was a big key in the the zone, trying to flash into openings and not flashing up, cutting behind people.
You got the Penny Hornets coming up on Monday. For the Hornets' perspective, they've had a very strong boys basketball program for a number of years. A little bit of a slow start this year, but a part of that is their schedule just been dynamite. So that, they're trying to find a game and say, okay, here's a game we're going to win. I don't know how they're looking at the Princeton Tigers because your team is 5-2 right now, Coach. But you know that Penny team, my guess is they're going to be one of the better teams that's looking for their first win that you're going to find in this area when you play them on Monday night.
Oh, definitely. You know, if we go in there thinking we're playing a winless team, they won't be winless any longer. They're definitely a game we're going to have to get up and get ready for. And like I said, they're a team that's going to be hungry, I'm sure, and they're going to come ready to play looking for that win.
So Gallatin coming up on Friday night at 7:30, and Penny Hornets coming up on Monday night at 8:30. Dennis will have the call up at Princeton Friday. I'll have the call from the Ketchum Center on Monday. Getting back to that Gallatin game, Coach, we'll just take one more peek at that one, and then we'll call it a day here on the Coach's Show. I've seen Gallatin play. They've got a freshman named Isaac Bird, who I think helps with this because he's long and he's only going to get longer, so he's going to be a tall young lad. He already is, but they have a ton of length on the inside. You got a lengthy guy inside in obviously Colton Estes, who we mentioned already, but how do you try to negate some of the length that Gallatin has? Because you can't chop him down, so to speak, but when you're maybe a little bit stronger down low and they're a little bit taller up high, how do you try to negate that height?
I think it's something that's kind of difficult. You got to, first of all, make sure we're not getting a bunch of passes deflected, and it's going to slow down the ball movement and slow down our offense. And like you said, try to maybe take advantage of maybe the couple spots, because they're long, but then I think they're maybe longer on the wing there with Bird than they are inside. And, maybe find, some mismatches and advantages we can, take advantage of. I'm sure they're going to be looking to do the same thing. I feel like we have a little bit of length too with us, with Schwarzkopf and Thomas there and Estes inside as well. But it's definitely going to be, a fun, exciting early conference game here.
It absolutely is. The winner goes to 2-0. Milan's got a couple of home games to start the season, so one would expect that the Wildcats going to the weekend will be 2-0. So we'll see how it goes. That's why they play these games. You got to have a winner, you got to have a loser. Gallatin, Princeton coming up Friday night. Coach, we'll see you at the Ketchum Center Monday. Good luck against the Bulldogs on Friday.